Now, this morning here on The Breakfast Club on Robinhood Radio, we're going to welcome in Jane Strong from The Equus Effect, and they're one of the organizations that is also forging ahead, trying to do things as normally as possible as we continue in this seventh month of the pandemic. Good morning, Jane. How are you this morning?
Good morning, Marshall. Good.
You know, I've just been listing the creative way that nonprofits and some businesses have been able to operate and give us a sense of normality here in this region. And it's going to continue with the Equus Effect because your annual fundraiser is back on September 12th. And once again, this time it's at Four Brothers Drive-In Theater for a movie. So first of all, congratulations for chugging along and also trying to return some normalcy so people can kind of get back into the lifestyle we remember.
Yeah, well, there's nothing like a drive-in to bring back fond and interesting memories for people. So we're really glad that we thought of that idea, and it seems to fit with what we do because we can actually show people what we do on a big screen. So it was a great idea, and it's gotten pretty really interesting responses from people, most of whom giggle when we tell them.
Well, what's great about this, the 7th annual fundraiser is happening September 12th. The gates open at Four Brothers Drive-In at 6 p.m. Feature film is Buck. The 7th annual fundraiser is called Horse Whisperings. And just by looking at your website, you're right now at 75% capacity. So people that would like to go see the movie, help you out all at the same time, and have a night out and be socially safe should probably go to your website to get tickets as soon as possible.
Yeah, that's right, exactly, and that's the way to do it because it's at the drive-in, there are a limited number of parking spaces where, you know, usually we would have it on our property with a tent and it wouldn't really matter, but this year you kind of have to count noses and count cars, so that's the reason why it's really important to do it through the website and to take care of that as soon as you can because we are hoping we're going to sell out soon.
That is theequuseffect.org, theequuseffect.org. But now let's get down to the fundraiser itself, the movie Buck. Why was that movie the movie chosen?
Well, the movie itself is about a fine horseman who has had an incredible life of adversity and then become a world-class horse trainer. And he himself was the inspiration for the main character in the movie that Robert Redford starred in called The Horse Whisperer. So he himself is a really interesting guy, but he is also an amazing man with horses. So we thought it was the kind of movie that would relate to what we do. I mean, he is the inspiration for how we work with horses on the ground with our veterans and first responders and now frontline workers, but also because he's just an amazing man, and the story isn't at all just for horse people. He's a very interesting philosopher as well, and we've worked with him. David, my partner David, and I have worked with him, and just found him to be, just as a person, a really interesting role model for how to be fair and how to be respectful and how to treat each other kind of the same way he treats horses, like, you know, like sentient beings who have their own minds and thoughts, and we really use him as a model for our own work, so we thought it would be a perfect choice.
You know, when I think about the Equus Effect and how what you do emotionally and physically and mentally affects the veterans you work with, but you can also extend it out, this fundraiser, at a time that we're in. There's a whole bunch of people in emotional distress, whether they realize it or not. And one way that humans can really, smart humans can really address that is through the love and care and bondship with animals. And what you've taught me over the past, I'll say 5 to 7, 8 years, is that these horses are amazing vehicles for that transfer.
Right. That's right. Well, you know, and horses are very sensitive to how we come across, as we've talked about, and they're very responsive to the things that we put out there, say, in terms of our intentions and our energy, if you will. And so they're great to work with because they're also bigger than us, and they don't just jump in our laps, and they don't surrender to how we are. They really respond, and they let us know kind of where we're at. And what we found with, we see it veterans individually, and we're going to do a short video before the movie to show everyone what we've been doing this year, which is to work with veterans. We've got a couple of veterans who are now on the front lines again trying to help others navigate this terrain of the unprecedented times, but also a student from UConn and a local resident who is a caregiver for someone who is, you know, big at-risk person. So I think the interesting thing this year for us has been everybody's upset and everybody's worried, and everyone feels off balance with the uncertainty. So the work with the horses seems to settle people down and give them tools we call for resilience and renewal that we all need. So that's we're going to do that in a film we're going to show in the beginning. So you're going to get a look at what we've been up to while this is all going on. And, you know, we work outside, so it's better than trying to get people into a room. I think that's been a real challenge and not okay. So we work outside and we socially distance because you kind of have to with a great big animal. So it's really been an opportunity for us to show that this work has many applications.
All right. Now, and you know what's interesting is there's probably a whole bunch of people out there right now in this pandemic don't realize that they need this extra release. And it's really because people have not been through something like this as long-term traumatic effect as we've had. Now, let's get back to so you've got your film and the regular film, mm-hmm. and the tickets. Now, what does this include, I mean, when people come?
Well, actually, the gates open at 6:30, which is when you come in and the four brothers serve a delicious pizza dinner with a salad and a soft drink. And so everyone gets that, and then we'll do our film, and then the main film will come on. And so that's the evening. So it should be really interesting, and it should be fun because it is a little bit of a retro thing. And it's also a way to go out for the evening without risking anything. And, you know, everything will be brought to your car. And I hope it's going to be really terrific and different.
Well, all I can say is the work that you're doing is amazing and continuing to do during this pandemic. And if people need more information and they want to go, the equuseffect.org is the website. And even if you can't make it that date and you'd like to make a donation, guess what, folks? You can donate at that website as well.
And
there's also plenty of information at the website as well. But why not try to get a nice evening out of this? Have an evening out. A safe evening out, and find out more firsthand about the Equus Effect once again this weekend at the Four Brothers Drive-In. And once again, is there a phone number people can call for more information on the Equus Effect?
Sure, absolutely. You can call 860-364-9985. 860-364-9985.
Well, I want you to have a successful event this weekend, Jane, with the Equus Effect. And if people want more information on the movie itself and everything, you can go to playeatdrink.com as well, which is the movie theater's website, or once again, equuseffect.org. Jane, thanks for getting up early and joining us this morning.
Thank you, Marshall.
All right, take care.
Bye-bye.
Jane Strong from the Equus Effect here on Robin Hood Radio.